What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Donald Trump is facing a cash crunch. The U.S. finally banned all forms of asbestos. And a new video showed Kate Middleton walking and smiling. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Tuesday, March 19th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Donald Trump can't get a bond to cover his business fraud judgment. Last month, Trump was ordered by a New York court to pay a huge penalty. He owes about $464 million for submitting false data to financial institutions. But he may not be able to pay it. Trump's lawyer said yesterday that he hasn't been able to find a private company to guarantee the penalty. He needs to get a type of insurer that issues court bonds to accept his property as collateral. But none of the dozens of companies approached by Trump have been willing to do that. If the former president doesn't post his bond by Monday, state officials could start the process of seizing his real estate and other assets. Number 2. The Supreme Court is likely to reject limits on how the White House can contact social media companies. This case involves a lawsuit initiated by two Republican-led states and individual social media users. Some Republicans want to limit the government's ability to pressure platforms to take down what it sees as harmful posts and misinformation. But yesterday, justices seemed skeptical of that idea. Most of them expressed concern about stopping federal employees from communicating with tech giants about topics like public health and national security. This is a landmark case that could define the future of free speech on social media. Its outcome could have a big impact on efforts to counter disinformation in a critical election year. The court is expected to reach a decision by the end of its term this summer. Number 3. International food experts reported an imminent famine in Gaza. A report released yesterday described a devastating food crisis inside the besieged territory. It outlined how more than 6 months of Israeli bombardment have destroyed and upended all parts of Gaza's food system. The report said that up to half of Gaza's population is expected to face catastrophic levels of hunger and starvation between now and July. That's about 1.1 million people. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke about the crisis yesterday.
Palestinians in Gaza are enduring horrifying levels of hunger and suffering. This is the highest number of people facing catastrophic hunger ever recorded by the Integrated Food Security Classification System anywhere, anytime. This is an entirely man-made disaster.
President Biden has summoned senior Israeli officials to Washington next week for talks on the war. The White House has been increasingly critical of Israeli tactics. An investigation of Havana syndrome found no sign of brain injuries in patients. That's number 4. Havana syndrome is the name given to a mysterious condition that was first reported by American diplomats and intelligence officers in Cuba in 2016. They complained of intrusive sounds and head pressure, followed by symptoms including pain, dizziness, and cognitive dysfunction. It led to speculation that American officials were being attacked by an unidentified foreign adversary using some kind of newly invented pulsed energy weapon. But two new studies from the National Institutes of Health could cast doubt on that idea. Researchers said that the patients who volunteered for the study did have real and sometimes debilitating symptoms. But they didn't find significant evidence of physical injuries to their brains. Number 5. The U.S. has fully banned asbestos. Asbestos is a family of toxic minerals linked to lung cancer and other illnesses. It's believed to cause about 40,000 U.S. deaths each year. The government has been trying to ban it for decades. And yesterday, the EPA finally banned the only form of asbestos still used in the U.S. It's a type that's used to make some automotive parts. It's also used to make chlorine, which is used in pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and to purify drinking water. About 70 countries have banned it already. The U.S. was one of just a few industrialized nations that still allowed it. Until now. Number 6. A new video showed Catherine, Princess of Wales, out and about. That's the princess formerly known as Kate Middleton. Since stepping back from public duties months ago to recover from a surgery, her absence has fueled some wild conspiracy theories on social media. Things got worse when Kensington Palace shared what it said was a recent family photo this month. It was later taken down by news agencies because it had been doctored. But new footage published by The Sun yesterday shows a smiling princess walking alongside her husband, Prince William, at a farm shop in Windsor. The Post couldn't confirm the exact date of the video, but an image taken at the farm shop yesterday shows the same structures you can see in the background of the video. And Kensington Palace hasn't denied that it's her. Whether or not this is enough to quiet down the conspiracy theorists remains to be seen. And at number 7, the artist Banksy confirmed he's behind a new tree mural in a London neighborhood. On Sunday morning, residents in a normally sleepy corner of Finsbury Park woke up to something pretty extraordinary. Streaks of green paint covered half of a building near a bare tree, giving the appearance of leaves. People immediately suspected it was the work of the elusive street artist Banksy. And by Monday morning, the area had turned into a circus. Journalists descended on the scene. Crowds gathered to snap selfies. Yesterday, the artist confirmed it was his work. He posted a photo of it on his Instagram. Art critic Estelle Lovett spoke to the Associated Press about the painting and its possible meaning.
So we can see that it's been created by man. And at the same time as nature being created by man, it's also saying that man is destroying nature. So it's a very strong but very powerful, subtle artwork, spot on politically.
Other Banksy works have been shredded by the artist, stolen in broad daylight, and dismantled by local authorities. But officials said this one will stay in place. A lot of residents are pleased, but not all of them. One wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, "Banksy came overnight, and now my rent will skyrocket." You can see the mural in our newsletter. Just follow the link in our show notes. All right, you're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that if you're a subscriber to The Washington Post, you can get access to our shows ad-free in Apple Podcasts. And we'll have more fun stuff around the corner. So be sure to find The Washington Post channel in Apple Podcasts and connect your Post subscription. And then stay tuned for more subscriber-only audio benefits, like exclusive and early access episodes. If you're not a subscriber, this is a great time to start. You can sign up at our channel in Apple Podcasts or through the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.